the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 64 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hi guys, this is Ed, and thanks for listening. This week we've got a special holiday treat. We're going to listen to Walt Disney's Disneyland show from 1962. But you know what? Let's let Sam tell us all about it. Also, we're going to hear about a new contest. So take it away, Sam.
Thanks, Ed. Let me start with a special update and announcement. Over the past few weeks, we've completely overhauled our website. If you haven't noticed, go check it out, thedisneynerds.com. Now, while a work in progress, we think you'll like the results. We've updated show notes. We've given you the ability to comment on each show directly on the site. Now, in addition to the updated website, we also relaunched our YouTube channel, youtube.com/DisneyNerdsPodcast. You'll start to see a steady stream of videos to accompany our podcasts. Video number one was one of the first Frozen holiday ceremonies in front of Cinderella's castle. Number two was the Celebrate the Season castle stage show from the front row. And number three was a truly unique look at the Osborne lights. A shout out to our video editors for that one. If you haven't seen them, go check them out. Now, for video number four, we're celebrating the new website and the new YouTube channel with a contest. Head over to the new website, thedisneynerds.com, and look for the video contest blog post. Within that post, you'll have the ability to watch the video contest. Our video contest, Where in Walt Disney World? The video is a series of 10 pictures, each taken in and around Walt Disney World this holiday season. We're giving away a Thomas Kinkade Disney Puzzle 4-pack featuring beautiful landscapes from Pinocchio, Cinderella, Peter Pan, and Snow White. Now, to enter, you'll need to do the following. Number one, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Now, that's going to be much easier than you think. Simply watch the video on our website and click at the subscribe button in the top right corner of the video. Easy as that. Now, number two, send an email to thedisneynerds@yahoo.com with the subject video contest and the location of each of the 10 pictures. So, for example, number one, the location. Number two, the location, and so on. The person with the most correct answers will win the puzzle pack. Now, if more than one person gets all 10, which I expect will be the case, we'll draw a random winner. The contest is open for 2 weeks until January 9th, 2015, so good luck. And remember, subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/DisneyNerdsPodcast. Now, this week, with the holidays upon us, we thought it would be a good time to get into the Disney holiday spirit. And being Disney nerds, going back to Walt Disney himself made sense. The audio you're about to hear originally aired as part of the Walt Disney's Wonderful World of Color series on December 23rd, 1962. Now, keep in mind, in 1962, Disneyland was only 7 years old, and Walt used every opportunity to showcase his park on the show. This was no exception. The show starts with Christmas carolers, and a man approaches the carolers ringing a bell. About halfway through the first song, the man reveals himself, and it's Walt Disney himself. Shortly after, he gets a visit from Santa himself. When the children are more than pleased to see him, asking for Santa's autograph, not Walt's. I can't imagine being able to ask for Walt's autograph. 1962 would have been a wonderful time to visit Disneyland. Now, we'll do our best to share the video on our website. be sure to visit thedisneynerds.com, click this episode, and leave feedback, leave comments. Good luck in the contest. Here is Holiday Time at Disneyland, originally aired December 23rd, 1962. Happy holidays. Congaloosh, my friends.
Time at Disneyland. And now your host, Walt Disney.
Jing, 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 jing.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Merry Christmas.
Well, this is very unusual weather for Southern California. In fact, it's impossible. But since Disneyland is the Magic Kingdom, we thought we'd use some of that magic to create a traditional Christmas atmosphere.
Hello, Walt.
Well, hi, Santa. Is everything ready for our big Christmas parade?
Everything but the weather. Yeah. Personally, I feel right at home in this snow, but it's not so good for a parade.
Well, maybe you got something there.
Yeah.
Okay, Tinkerbell, turn it off. Now there, how's that, huh?
Much better, Walt.
Hey, Santa, can I ride
that? Oh, sure, you can have our autograph.
Sure, right.
You first, Santa.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure you spell it right now, yeah? There, all right.
Who's that other guy?
Well, after all, it is your day, Santa, so make the most of it, you know. I got 365.
I see what you mean, Walt. Since I'm going to be in that parade, I'd better get ready.
Well, good. Santa, here's a little present from Walt to Santa Claus.
Oh, thank you very much. Just what I needed. Jingle bells, jingle bells, go all the way.
I'll see you later, Santa. Well, during the Christmas holidays or any other season here at Disneyland, Main Street USA is the happiest, busiest Main Street in the world. There's always something going on.
Over 30 million people have jaywalked along Disneyland's Main Street on their way to the other land. People of all ages, creeds, and nationalities. Among them have been presidents, kings, queens, princes, rulers of nations from all over the world. There's Prime Minister Nehru of India. And here's Ike and Mamie Eisenhower with their granddaughter. That's Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, the King and Queen of Nepal. This is former President Kubitschek of Brazil, and the Shah and Empress of Iran.
Thank you.
Adventureland has thrills to spare for travelers who venture there. From the jungle book you'll see a land of hidden mystery.
Forward to Christmas and all of the other traditional holidays. But in between these dates, we create our own holidays and special events. Now, when a new addition to Disneyland is completed, we throw a big celebration with parades, brass bands, special entertainment, the whole works, including fireworks, and everyone is invited. And all of these festivities start on Main Street.
That's why, excuse me, Walt, but would you please tell these kids of mine that there is going to be a Christmas parade? They're driving me out of my... Well, you know how kids are at Christmas time.
I know. I have 5 grandchildren to answer to myself. Yes, there is going to be a Christmas parade.
Will Santa Claus be in it?
In person. And the parade of the toys and a lot of other things. But you've got a lot of time before it starts, so you can go out and enjoy yourself. But be back here on Main Street and get yourself a nice seat on the curb so you won't miss anything. Huh?
Thanks, Walt. I'm going to be ready for a nice, comfortable curb in just a little while.
Come on, Pop, let's go.
All right. Well, while we're waiting for parade time, let's turn back the calendar to some of the seasonal holidays and special events we've celebrated here at Disneyland. Now, last spring, we held our annual Easter parade. Naturally, the activities all started on nostalgic Main Street, USA.
Is a favorite thoroughfare for historic automobile clubs to parade their prized antiques. The gay Easter bonnets were not limited to ladies only. There were antique vehicles for the younger generation, too. Disneyland is a field day for camera fans. Distributing candy Easter eggs is a catch-as-catch-can event. For those too young to catch a piece of candy, there's always a tasty thumb. An old-fashioned balloon ascension was the climax for the day. It's the same balloon that traveled around the world in 80 days. Before the countdown, there's a traditional christening and good luck ceremony. Everything is okay for takeoff. Sand is released. It's condition go. Thank you. Disneyland's annual Easter festivities continue down below. The balloon drifts wherever the breezes carry it.
Merry Christmas, Walt.
Well, thanks, kids. Merry Christmas to you. Have fun. It wasn't too long ago when there wasn't even a molehill where Disneyland's Matterhorn now stands. It's the only man-made mountain in the world, and one of our most ambitious projects. At the same time, we had completed two other major additions in Tomorrowland, a monorail and the submarine voyage into liquid space. Now, naturally, these three big events called for dedication ceremonies and a big celebration. So, we declared a special holiday in Disneyland. And naturally, the big kickoff happened on Main Street. Everyone loves a parade, especially Walt Disney, who's having a grand time with his grandchildren. Motion picture stars, Annette, Roberta Shore, and the Shaggy Dog. Firehouse 5 plus 2. Mickey Mouse leads Walt Disney's cartoon family of famous storybook characters. In their shining armor, the Knights of the Carousel. The canine representative from Scotland. And here's a gay 90 number, the Horse Car Ballet. Frontierland's entry, the Golden Horseshoe Float. A float honoring Disneyland's brand new Matterhorn Mountain. These mermaids are on their way to take part in the christening ceremonies of Disneyland's submarine fleet. So, from Main Street, USA, the celebration moves to Tomorrowland. Charles Kirkpatrick opens the christening ceremonies with host Walt Disney. With the traditional words, "I christen thee Nautilus," the flagship of Disneyland's submarine fleet is ready for her maiden voyage. One of seven submarines, the Nautilus heads out for an adventure into liquid space. Thank you.
passengers get a breathtaking view of undersea scenes as they submerge. While the Nautilus continued on her first voyage, another Disneyland attraction was about to be officially opened here in Tomorrowland, the monorail, America's first passenger-carrying system of its kind. For its official opening and dedication, Richard Nixon and his family were special guests. Also, motion picture stars Robert Cummings and Mr. and Mrs. Fred McMurray watched Julia and Tricia Nixon cut the ribbon and start the monorail on its first scheduled run. Someone forgot to sharpen the scissors. Well, when there's a schedule to keep and a mountain still to be dedicated, other methods are necessary. System, other monorail trains carry full loads of passengers over this highway in the sky. Since its opening in 1959, the Disneyland monorail trains have carried over 10 million passengers. Of Disneyland's mountain, the Matterhorn, was, of course, the biggest event of the day. The start of these festivities was signaled in traditional Swiss fashion. Before you can dedicate a mountain, you must first climb it. For this event, professionals were on hand to scale the sheer face. These sure-footed experts are members of a mountain climbing club. Swiss flags were placed on the pinnacle in a tribute to this massive addition to Disneyland. Getting down is another problem, which involves the law of gravity and a technique called rappelling. Robertson, Olympic champion and star of John Harris' famous ice capades. Since it's a Swiss mountain on American soil, let's switch from a Swiss schottische to American swing and sway. On the other side of the Matterhorn, the bobsled ride is about to be officially opened. This bobsled and its happy crew starts the first run. Since Disneyland was first opened, we've had the Sternwheeler Mark Twain here in Frontierland. 3 years later, in 1958, we added another historic ship to this big river. She is the Columbia, a replica of the first American ship to circumnavigate the globe. When it came time to dedicate this historic ship, we chose the 4th of July. And as usual, Disneyland's celebration of the glorious 4th began on Main Street, USA. And in keeping with tradition, it all started with an old-fashioned circus parade.
Balloons! Balloons, balloons, fire balloons. Here you are, Sonny.
Circus parade is an almost forgotten sight. This one on Disneyland's Main Street was one of the last of its kind in America. Organizations and drill teams join in this 4th of July parade. And on this American Independence Day, all of the nations of the free world are represented.
Hello,
Plumage on parade. Frontierland, the do-si-do and swing your gal set are dancing up a storm. Here's the famous wagon wheel dance formation, just as the pioneers used to do it. Celebrating the fourth Frontierland style includes friendly Indians and a rootin', tootin', shootin' affair between the bad guys and the good guys. Crime doesn't pay, not even when it's all in fun. Another page of American history came to life in Frontierland when the sailing ship Columbia was christened. And so this replica of the first American ship to circumnavigate the globe joins the Disneyland fleet. In keeping with Navy tradition, a ship's Bible is presented to the Columbia's acting skipper. Crew and her decks filled with passengers, she heads downriver on her maiden voyage. The Columbia and the log fort greet each other with real Fourth of July salutes. By sail or by paddle, it's all part of the fun on this big day in Frontierland. Fast water and rocks takes teamwork. Of course, a real Indian guide makes the big difference. Around every bend in the river, there's a reception committee waiting. No wonder when ducks fly into Disneyland, they make it their permanent home. Another feathered reception committee welcomes all river traffic into Indian country. First Americans celebrate. Members of the Drum and Feather Club, representing 17 different tribes, add color and excitement to this 4th of July celebration. Festivities reached a fast tempo. everyone looked forward to nightfall and the spectacular fireworks. A new kind of magic takes over at Disneyland after dark, especially on the 4th of July, when all of the lands stage a fantasy in the sky. This Independence Day was conceived for the pursuit of happiness.
Well, the toys are going to start the parade down there by the castle. And it's getting near time, so you better hurry down there and get yourself a good spot on Main Street so you won't miss anything.
Thank you.
Thanks, Walt. Hope you enjoy it.
It's almost parade time.
Well, by this time, there are several thousand people on both sides of Main Street. But we've reserved a very special place for you so you won't miss a thing. Well, that's my cue. I got to take my place in the parade. I'll see you later.
Thank you.
flags of all nations set the theme of Christmas around the world for the next section of the parade. To help fulfill the spirit and purpose for which Disneyland was conceived, many organizations, clubs, and historical societies are welcomed here as Disneyland's guests. People from all over the world add to the pageantry and gaiety by keeping their traditions and customs alive as they enjoy themselves with their families. Palestine, where the first Christmas took place. Switzerland's Saint Nicholas and these robed figures date back many centuries. The traditional Yule log of medieval England and the carrying in of a festive board. Finland's old man Christmas with his elves. Norway's Santa Claus with his traditional pet goat. Yugoslavia says, Merry Christmas. Mexico on parade with their Christmas piñatas filled with candies and gifts. China. For these representatives of other lands to participate in these Christmas festivities. The three wise men who followed the star to Bethlehem.
Four. ornaments signal the end of the parade and the beginning of the night festivities.
The candlelight procession now approaching down Disneyland's Main Street is composed of church and school choirs from all over Southern California. In just a few moments, the choirs will gather in front of the railway station at the town square.
I love listening to Walt on those old Disneyland shows. He was so proud of his product, the parks, the movies, and he really showed it. The holiday show was pretty cool. We did get away from the topic on some of the mountains in Magic Kingdom, but everything still is great. Now, as Sam mentioned, we're going to have the video up on our YouTube channel in a couple weeks. You'll be able to check it out. So I hope everybody has a chance to enter the contest. And for the Disney nerds, Jen, Sam, Jimmy, John, and this is Ed, may you and your family have a great holiday season. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.